Damn, you got all the phone time. You snuck that right in.
I like phone time. I like fucking phone time.
I left my phone at home. I feel worthless right now.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I listened to the radio on the way here.
That's crazy.
Better than Kelby. Better than Kelby.
What did you say?
What? Better than Kelby.
What's Kelby listening to?
Kelby's got nothing in
you
his
don't
car.
Know about
no, his
it?
Oh yeah, he drives in silence.
Yeah, he drives in silence. His car, his stereo is broken. Shut up.
That's kind of nice.
Shut up. You made it European.
That's what
in your
he's
head.
Not a bicycle.
You imagined it in France in your head.
Except okay, but now he's gone bougie on it because he has this shitty car he won't replace. Its air doesn't run well. It's got bad air con.
He's too rich
There's
for that.
No radio.
Yeah, a man so poisoned by the pursuit of ad dollars, he drives the car as sort of some way to say, like,
I don't
you
think
know
he's
what?
I think it's just, to him, it's a game.
He's bro, he's poisoned.
I mean, like, I don't
bro
think
bro is poisoned.
I know how your brain operates, but I think he just loves the game of, like, securing a deal, but he's not like, yes, more money. I'm going to go fucking ball out.
I don't know him well enough to contest this, but I will say that people can make games out of anything, like we talked about on last episode. It can be toy trains, or
ball
it can
guys.
Be getting money.
The money's the not game. Poison, it's the game.
The yeah, game yeah, is the yeah, poison. The game could be the poison.
Yeah, but the game rewards him for his poison.
Anyway, he rented a car to go to Palm Springs.
Because his stereo's broken?
Not because his car's broken, no, because his AC isn't that good on his current car.
Oh, so he can't live without that either.
What's
so
he doing? What's Kelby doing in Palm Springs?
I see.
You know what he told me? He said he did a workcation.
Fuck is that?
Oh, you go friends. Work somewhere else?
Those are white people ass made up words.
No, yeah. I get it. It's like when Chad went to a cabin and did a bunch of coke and played WoW. It's like that.
No. Because this one you work.
That's just a vacation.
Yeah, but that's work.
That's just a vacation.
They were doing, you're going to tell me Chad and his boys weren't doing work?
This is like if you and fucking all
work.
Your drug boys.
Yeah.
You rounded up your gang.
Boys. Yeah.
Gotcha.
You rounded up your gang. But then while you were there, you called me up
age
and
of 31.
You were like, how much money is in your checking account?
I need to know how much is in the checking account, Ludwig.
I know. I got asked today on Jason's doing Hot Ones. And one of the questions is, how much money are in your checking account? And I was like, I know this one.
Oh,
pop quiz, I got this one.
Because I just checked. I just checked. Why are you hanging out with minors?
He's 20.
So much.
Okay? So if you want to talk about Diesel Derek, we can.
I think he's...
Oh, right.
But first of all, Diesel Derek's 19.
Don't...
Second, Jason... Not a minor. Jason the Ween?
Yeah.
15 years old.
He's 20.
He showed me his ID when he came here.
He does give 15-year-old vibes, but he's 20.
Isn't that bad?
What?
That he gives 15-year-old vibes, but he's 20, and that you're... Hanging out with him
and
more.
You're hanging out with him for like long periods of time.
Right? I'm not fucking him.
What? How do we know that? How do I trust? How was I as a man
only
trust you?
Hung
as a man?
Out with him online.
I didn't say what you were doing. I just said you've been
every
spending a lot of time
of me
with,
hanging
with
out
Jason.
With him online. There's no fucking with Jason.
You and Cutie phased the fuck up recently.
She's been phasing the fuck up.
I've been seeing that. It's crazy. Why? What's up with that?
She's supposed to get a phase chain.
Yeah.
Like fucking.
So is that
bling?
Is
out.
She gonna be ordained by Banks? How does that work?
I do think like white smoke is just fucking adapt billows out of her house.
Yeah,
and that's when you know she's a phase member. I don't know. She's getting a whole ass chain, but
and when she's phased, you guys have to fucking break up,
dude. She did some shit,
that's
and
Banks's
I was like,
girl.
Should I be mad at her for this? And then I was like, nah. And then I did the shit that she did. I'll tell you what it was.
Okay,
there's a clip. And it's her, I forget the exact context, but like trying to get past security, I think for TwitchCon.
I saw this.
She's at TwitchCon. She's trying to get past security to go to like FaZe's thing.
And she yelled, bomb! Bomb!
Bomb!
Bomb!
Strapped to me.
And then they said, please hurry right this way.
Yeah, yes. come yes. closer into the building.
They said, I can't let you in. And she goes, no, but I'm this guy's aunt. And he goes, you're the same age. So that's just wrong.
She tried
and
it.
Then she goes, I'm Jason's girlfriend.
Wait, and this to the same person?
To the security guard.
So she said aunt and then said girlfriend?
Yes. And somehow that worked. It was like a dialogue option with a boss in a video game. They forgot the previous one. You said the right thing to the people in Majora's Mask, and you get like the ability
there's
to
only
go.
There's three options in the puzzle, and there's no punishment.
Yeah,
you just try all three.
And I watched a clip, and I was like, And then.
Wait, this is all streamed?
This is off stream. But then she told the story of it happening on stream.
Wow.
And then I'm like,
Okay.
But then.
A little jealousy comes
out. But then I decided, I was like, I don't need to be jealous about this.
But you're feeling,
he's 15. Why would you be jealous?
But you're feeling. Yeah.
Well, she broke up with you to start dating a 15-year-old. Right. So I feel like that's
weird for her to do.
That's weird.
It's kind of a win-win for you.
But it was just, I had to think about it. I remember having to think about it.
Okay.
And I decided, no, I won't be.
Okay. I won't.
It's stupid to be jealous.
Stupid
about.
To be.
Did you put it
stupid.
Down in Ludwig's dark place?
No. Just actually reflected.
Like,
and I was
a real
like,
human.
It doesn't bother me. I'm cool with it.
You put it down there.
But not only, but I didn't keep it in the back of my mind because at TwitchCon, Yingling was staying at Maya's hotel.
Mm.
All right. And this is relevant because she wanted to stay in the hotel that me and Cutie were at, Maya. And I was like, Yingling, you get a free hotel. You can stay wherever. Turns out the hotel that she was staying at was being striked. So we became scabs.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Inadvertently.
Oh, sorry, guys. Sorry. Getting right through you guys.
Crossing the picket
line. Sorry.
They were striking for three weeks and they were drumming every day.
Yeah.
It's a hard strike.
Mm.
And so I left my shit at Yingling's place. I go to get it. He left early. I don't know if you know this. He left TwitchCon early.
Mm-hmm.
We thought we had the hotel for an extra night. We didn't. So I had my shit there at like 4 p.m. We're supposed to check out at 11. And so I go up. My key card doesn't work. I go downstairs and my name's on the room. Maya's name's on the room.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, I got to grab my shit. And the guy's like, yeah. So are you listed? No, you're not Maya. I was like, no. And I was like, that's my girlfriend, though.
Oh, you should have said husband. That's so much more official.
Maya. Oh,
well,
like
you're the husband.
Actually, Cutie would have shot you in the head with a desert.
No, I just said, that's my girlfriend. Yeah. I just have some stuff in there. And they let me in at work.
No.
They let me in.
Scary. Because you aren't.
Well, okay. It's not like, isn't.
Excuse me, hotel. Which rooms have women? Because I am all of their boyfriends.
I'm their boyfriend.
And also I have a loaded gun.
You couldn't just say I am ex's boyfriend and they let you in because he was like, tell me three items that are in the room.
Right.
Outside the door.
Sure.
And I binked it. I crushed it. Although I did lie.
How
three
else
items in the room. Okay. A tripod, a camera, furry handcuffs.
Yeah.
Sorry, this is really awkward.
Pile of used condoms.
Pile of used.
We saved. I want them.
One of the Halloween skeletons.
It was like part of the like security. And I was like, why aren't you on strike? I was just making conversation. He's like, I am the general manager's eyes and ears.
Whoa.
He's talking real official like that. And so I was like, oh, so why are they on strike? And he's like, they want more money again.
Oh,
he had a real attitude for it.
Hotel people are weird. They like they run it like the military.
Yeah, and he's a watchdog. He's about his GM. He's about his guy.
Yeah.
And so I name the things. He lets me grab my shit, and he starts opening drawers. And some of Nick Yingling's clothes show up. I can't fit them in my bag. I'm full. So he's like, "Are these yours?" And I go, "Nope." And he goes, "Well, how is that possible?" And so then I make up a ruse. Because I'm supposed to be her boyfriend.
Why didn't you just say yes?
Because I didn't want to take them with me. He was going to make me take them with me. I couldn't. I have a backpack. I took a motorcycle.
You're such a child. You should have thrown him in the trash.
In front of him?
No. You take Nick Yingling's Mogul Munchies shirt or whatever it is you don't want to take. And you take it with you.
It's a yard shirt.
And
Okay.
I let the yard shirt sit. I left it behind.
Of course you did.
What?
I left the yard shirt behind. That's what it was.
It was
Nick Yingling's gray slacks. You can imagine him wearing his gray pants.
Dude, he wears the yard shirt all
and
the time.
The yard, yeah, I left it behind.
Shirt.
I let that was his fault, not mine.
Get another one. For the table.
Okay.
And so instead of being like, yeah, that's mine. I'm the boyfriend who's supposed to be here. I was like, do you think she could have had a guy over?
No way.
Yeah.
Dude.
I was like, do you think she could have had a guy over?
Your
maybe
eyes get wide.
I was like, is there security footage?
No way. You said this.
Yeah. He was fed up with me at this point though. He was like, no, we can't show you anything, sir. Could you please? And I'm like packing my stuff slowly.
Yeah.
I'm like rolling up my pants. He's like, can you hurry up? He hit me with that. I was like, all right, yeah, I'll go. My bad.
Did you tell Cutie?
Nope.
She is going to listen to this because she always does.
Well, I've told her.
You told her that you lied and said you were Maya's boyfriend who loves her very much.
I've told her since we recorded this episode.
You have the moral high ground. You have the moral high ground.
No, I mean, I've told her before she's listening right now. Hey, babe.
Yes.
Oh, you're going to go home and tell her.
Future Ludwig will do this.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see, because we thought you died. I thought you died today. I didn't check Jason's stream. I should have checked that because you're on there so much. Mm-hmm. But
it was on the calendar.
You were just gone for a while and then you like couldn't respond. And I was like, It was like 7 hours straight.
I asked Yingling where you were, and he didn't reply because he's playing League of Legends.
Just to clarify, it was on the calendar.
I don't... What?
So Aiden could have seen, Yingling could have seen, Christian could have seen.
Well, when we're doing the yard isn't on the calendar.
Yeah. I don't mind.
And that means some shit.
It was just more I was kind of worried. And then I was like, dude, what if Ludwig... I was like, oh, man, they finally fucking got him. The road. The road swallowed him whole.
Yeah.
And then you come back, you're fine. For a great day. But now I hear that you're going back to home to tell Cutie this.
Earthquake? Or train?
Oh, train, I think.
Definitely earthquake.
That's earthquake.
That's earthquake. It's a train.
See, what I'm saying is the universe wants you.
That's a juicy earthquake.
The universe wants you dead.
I heard the train, but that was juicy. That was
sometimes the train rattles the office.
Maybe that was juicy.
Maybe it was a train and an earthquake at the same time. Ooh, scary. Whoa.
You're going to go home to Cutie. She's going to cut your head off like a fucking, like a serial killer. And so yeah. It turns out you will die tonight.
She's not going to cut my head off. Like, see, she's not feeling.
But you'll die with the moral high ground.
What's the moral high ground? Well, because she fucked up first.
Because Maya's a beige.
At the very least.
We're not actually sure.
She's pretty short.
Yeah. Can't kick flip short.
Yeah, no one's asked.
Into birds like a lot.
Let's do a background check. Let's do some vetting.
I would love to background check Maya. Just for a see if she did any crimes.
See if everything's above board.
I don't think she did any crime. I don't think she...
Let's see if she's putting money through Alveus like Clay Davis.
Yeah, she would definitely launder. That's the one thing I was going to say.
Yeah.
Well, laundering is just another word for...
I'm really into hawks. Okay, grow up.
It's just another word for cleaning.
Another hawk withdrawal? Interesting. $10,000 for
hawk
care. Yeah,
it costs $50,000 for that hawk. Sure.
Getting one from the bank. They hand it to you in a burlap sack.
How much does a hawk cost?
What kind of hawk?
Dipper, can we check?
Like this is like a good
like red tail hawk.
Like a good one. Like a really thick one that can pick up things.
My guess is like fucking 12K.
No. Like, 2K.
Well, do you want it trained? Do you want a baby?
I would say a good hawk. Yeah, not a baby hawk. A good hawk.
You want to train a good hawk?
A fully grown hawk.
Oh my God. Can we have a hawk?
$800? We can fill this whole room with hawks.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, 12K's got to be like a rare hawk.
I want Tua. Anyone?
I thought that was like, hearing that was like working out.
Raise your heart rate. Yeah. We were at TwitchCon and there was a party and...
Jay's up.
And let's fucking go. And
don't fucking put it up right now.
And nice it was the grog party, which I think got put together pretty last minute because it was...
Okay. How it was phrased to me by, I think, Aiden was they've been working on this party since before Phantom.
Yeah, because they brought this up when we were there.
I don't buy it.
I don't know how long they've been working on it. I do know that 3 days before the party, I was told by Chad, he called me on Instagram. I didn't even know that was a feature.
That's crazy.
And I was like, hello? Hello?
That's psycho.
And he's
shit.
Like, hey, are you going to come to our party at TwitchCon? And I was like, sure. He's like, yeah, it's a house party. So it was 3 days before. It wasn't a house party. It was at the Comic-Con Museum.
Yes.
What?
Which I didn't know existed.
Which sounds awesome is not very awesome.
It's not bad. We didn't have access to the whole thing, but it's underwhelming.
They
for sure.
What? They got Iron Man suit and he's holding the grog and he's fucking chilling out.
That would be awesome. Yeah, it was like there was like two exhibits and it was like pictures on the wall of like movie posters. And
yeah, it was just posters,
quotes
and
on the floor that say like, "What are your true values?"
It's just some things from Comic-Con, but like.
So it's funny, it's not even about comics or the idea of the legacy, it's Comic-Con Museum.
Yes.
It sounds like a bit of a, because you hear Cold Ones, Grog, you think it's going to be a...
You think it'd be lit.
You think it'd be balls out.
You think
out.
That shit is the thing balls that gets out. Four people canceled that night.
Well, was it? Was it insane? Were the vibes fucking crazy?
Apparently
let's
not.
Let's just choose an arbitrary number, 6 hours. Let's say the party was 6 hours long. The first 4 hours and 45 minutes were dead.
Let me give you, so my game plan, Doug was doing a function at the same time. I was going to go to Doug's, the quiet affair.
Was that big warehouse thing I kept seeing? It looked like our office.
That was the Comic-Con thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The Doug thing was supposed to be like at a rooftop bar. It was Doug Pirate Software. He said, come through. I said, sure. And I ended up with a larger group than I had anticipated because Lily's like, can I bring all of my Say Jam Slam friends that I won my Say Jam Slam with? And I said, sure. And I say, Doug, can I bring some extra people? He goes, bro, we're packed. This is like 8 p.m. It starts at 8. He's like, we're already packed. I invited too many people. Everyone's here. I can't invite anymore.
Wow.
I said, totally fair. And then I start heading over to the grog thing because Max wasn't replying. And I was like, oh, it's going to be fucking packed too. I call Nick. I'm like, yo, Nick, what's up with Grog? He goes, bro, we're gonna leave. I'm like, what?
I'm like, I called in radar and it pinged twice, man. There's no one here.
Just a cartoon stock image of a desert island.
We walked in. The first thing we said was like, maybe we should just leave. Because there was maybe 20 people there. And it was like, okay, this isn't really the meat of the story, but I think the problem was that they said the party's at 8, and then like 20 minutes before 8, they said, just kidding, it's at 9.
Okay.
So like, I think everyone just like tried to find other stuff to do and then like came way later. And then once all the other parties like ended or fizzled out, everyone came to the Grog thing. So yeah. The end of it was really lit.
It was actually delightful.
You brought the squadron.
I rolled 10 deep.
10 deep, we 10 rolled, fighting game
we
players.
We came in 10 toes down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
S-Fand?
Not part of it.
Huh.
Mm. He was streaming at the time. But it was delightful. Nick was drawn horrendous. You see that? How he looked, horribly no,
he
looked ugly.
Yeah,
he
I
looked.
Got drawn. Yeah, I got drawn.
Drawn
like
how he looks.
Not how I look.
He got drawn like a chubby chic.
There was
like,
a character artist.
Like a nerdy version and of she, the, like Theodore.
And she wanted Jay.
He looked drawn as if he appears in real life.
What's the nerdy chipmunk?
The Simon.
He looked like a human version of that guy.
But he was getting the best head.
Simon. Yeah, in the photo, you were definitely.
Well,
because
Simon
best
doesn't get it like that ever.
No.
So he's obviously.
And he's also uncut. His shit shivers.
It would be
more
crazy if one of the chipmunks was not.
It's because Simon came out of the womb. Simon came out of the womb with the ability to. He went.
And he brought it back.
Nah, leave all that. Leave all that.
But we're in this party, and at a certain point, once the party gets lit, finally, the venue starts like trying to kick everyone out, basically, because I think they like only booked it to like midnight.
Someone fucked up.
They said, "Hey, the Comic-Con Museum is closing." Isn't it crazy that this exists in the first place? But anyway, closing down.
What I heard is someone fucked up.
Like, what do you mean?
Spilled grog on a piece at the exhibit.
Not the grog.
And so that's why. And
now a kid might lick it.
And I think they shut off because there's supposed to be a downstairs bar and an upstairs bar. I think they shut down the downstairs bar.
The venue was fucked because there was like, so there's like two stories and you enter on the second story and then there's like a little bridge. It's like an indoor like graded bridge thing that goes to the stairs to go downstairs. So if you want to go downstairs, which a bunch of people are down there, you have to go on this bridge. But the bridge has a weight capacity. So they're just all party. They're just yelling at everyone to stop standing on it. Whoa. But it's the only way to get to like where everyone is kind of. So people would stop and have conversations on it and whatever. And it just looks like the floor. You're not really thinking about it. And they're just yelling at everyone to stop standing on it. So the vibe were kind of weird. But they got to a point where they're trying to like kick. They're not really kicking everyone out. They're mainly just not letting anyone in. And a couple people have walked outside, including Pokimane and Lily Pichu, who the guards are not letting in. And so there's a party. There's
job's a job.
And the queen can't get in?
There's a party inside. Everyone's dancing. And then outside, the queen can't get
like
in.
Like fucking Buckingham Palace, bro.
And
they're not getting in.
Pokey makes eye contact with me and Alex. And she's like pointing at herself, like, tell them to let me in. And so we like, me and Alex look at each other like, okay, sure. And Alex goes over and he whispers into the ear of security. I can't hear a word he's saying, but he whispers into the ear of the security guard. The security guard like looks at him like angry. He's like, no. And Alex like, he laughs and he goes, all right, I feel you. But he gets back in his ear and he whispers again. And the guy laughs this time, but he's like trying not to laugh. And he's like, no, dude, I can't let anyone in. And he's like, all right, but low key. And he like gets in again. And then he lets her in. And I don't know what he said.
Wow.
But dude, nothing worked before Alex whispered in his ear three times.
Well, Alex smokes mids and gets Pokimane into the afterparty.
I don't know what. I couldn't really tell what happened, but even like, dude, Max was locked out. He's
that's
the host.
Funny, yeah. He's one of the guys on the can.
Yeah.
Dude, they also ran out of grog.
They ran out of grog. But to their defense, they can't have it in America. So whatever they had, they brought.
Oh, yeah.
They also ran out of Bud Light, which they could have got.
You need
that's
to bring,
a problem.
You need to bring grog in like a barrel, like oil.
Yeah.
Like a big canister. Like yeah. A
or you could mark it as necessary for your baby. Like it's formula.
This is my emotional
grog
service grog.
Powdered grog. Powdered grog, and then you just add water.
I need to take this grog on the plane so I can pet it because it keeps me I get anxiety.
This is my comfort drink.
My service grog.
All right. Okay. So the two of you who went to TwitchCon, what was the best part and the worst part?
The best part was we watched like 50 Call of Duty montages in the Airbnb in a row.
That's great.
That was awesome.
Yeah. That's time well spent.
The worst part was the fucking like the venue. It was probably the worst TwitchCon venue I've ever seen.
What about it?
It was the same venue they've used for most.
Not venue, sorry. Like the layout and like what was available. It was like, oh, sure. I feel like normally TwitchCon has like some mixture of like community booths or like companies releasing a new interesting product and then brands and then like insurance companies. But this year it was like only the latter. It was like only brands and insurance companies. Well, no, that's because I was
upstairs if you didn't go there.
But that was Artist Alley.
No.
Well, what was upstairs?
Upstairs was individual, like, think like hotel, like lobby areas. And it was just creators filling that space up. So like Point Crow had a thing, Doug had a thing.
Was he doing like creators. Panels or what? What's the?
It was a mixture of panels.
Was that
like
across from the
games.
Artist Alley in that little like room? A big. Like a
it was in the giant fucking hallway that's like a mile long, and it's just like dozens of rooms littered throughout. What are you doing?
What is he doing?
Bro didn't go upstairs.
I did go upstairs.
Bro didn't go upstairs.
That's what you're. That's what you're fucking guffawing about.
That's crazy.
Noise?
All right. Well, so the worst part was that you didn't go upstairs.
I never
this is a new
like,
noise.
The noise was upsetting me. It was like making me mad. He wasn't even targeting me. He was targeting Nick. And the noise. I was getting mad on Nick's back.
Is it not an impression?
I'm getting so confused.
It was just a guffaw.
Okay.
Oh, good. No, a guffaw is like when Nelson laughs in fucking Simpsons, bro. Like, that's a guffaw.
Did you think you were guffawing?
That was not a guffaw.
What do you think it was? It's not a chortle. It's a guffaw.
It's not a guffaw. It's such a bellowish.
No,
large.
A guffaw is like it's like a contrived.
Never hit me with guffaw.
No. You're wrong. This is like the sticks all over again, my bitch.
Hey, look up guffaw right now. Look up guffaw.
Don't look up the sticks.
It's G-U-F-F-A-W, a kind of loud and boisterous laugh. 10 fucking million to Israel once again. I'm Israel, I guess.
You got me. Israel won this one.
Heartily.
It destroyed.
Wow, another Israel dub?
Yeah, I regret saying
I
that. Okay, what was your favorite? So Bro didn't go upstairs. That's his worst
right.
part.
My favorite part was sneaking into the Tyler 1 TwitchCon line.
Oh my God,
that
was so
fucking funny,
dude. Funny. That was so insane.
Bro,
I can't believe he didn't recognize you with the mask on.
One did. So I was like, I was doing some shit right before, and this person comes and takes a picture of me, and they go, oh, I just took a pic with Tyler. I was like, oh, is he still there? And they're like, yeah. And so
as a commoner, this person,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I'm walking over, I put on a Twitch Rivals hat that I just got. I see a guy with a mask on. I go, do you have an extra? He goes, yeah. I go, dope. Can I have it? Wow. And he gives it to me. I walk over the mask on. I go to the front of the line. The line's insane. I would have been there an hour. And I had to do some other shit after. And so I go like towards the front, I'm like, yo, can I sneak with you guys? And they're like, haha, nah, probably not.
And then you're like,
no. I go, okay, bet. I go to the person behind them. I'm like, yo, can I sneak with you guys? And they're like, yeah, nah, man, that you got to work on your intro. Like this isn't.
Yeah, you were just going down the ride.
While I'm doing that, someone in front of all of them goes like, Ludwig, can I get a pick? And I go, can I go in line with you? And they go, sure. And I sneak in with them.
Damn.
And then it was funny because I took off the mask, and then the person who was like trying to never lie was like, oh fuck, it's Ludwig.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
fucking right. And you're doing like you didn't want me before I had the Lamborghini.
Yeah.
And now you want to go with me?
Mm-hmm. See how they treat me.
Wow.
Without the mask
a couple
on.
Gold diggers in the Tyler 1 line.
And then I think it's just kind of hard to distinguish me because I'm also like, there's not a lot.
I could tell it's you from the back.
Yeah, but
just
like
saying,
you, right? Like I've seen Tyler 1 in person. I can count 4 times in real life over the course of 4 years.
We've seen you.
You know what? I'll argue. Identifiable person.
Me?
No, Tyler 1.
Yeah, yeah. Him with a mask, you could tell.
Yeah.
Me, I don't think you could.
Sure.
Especially
I get
in a meet and greet
also,
line.
Yeah, you're meeting 100 people in like fucking 30 minutes.
I'm person 400. Like, So, I got to do that whole meet and greet thing, and he gave me a challenge.
What was the challenge?
This video hasn't been posted yet, but I had like a camera I was recording the whole time. So like I did the reveal and he was all fucking mad. And he was like, fuck you. Don't fucking put your hands on me. And then I was like, what rank? I was like, what rank do I got to get? Get some respect around here.
I think he said Diamond 1.
He said he eventually landed on Plat by the end of next season and he'll give me one compliment.
Okay.
Oh,
that's huge. He'll hate doing it.
It's so cheap for him though.
He, that's expensive. No,
I think it hurts.
Him.
I think it hurts him deeply.
I think the cost of me getting plat is not as bad as the cost of him after 3 years of every 4 months trashing the name and the ground I walk on, having to give me a compliment.
Am I crazy? This is a pretty. This feels like a pretty reasonable goal.
It is actually that I was because he started Diamond and then he came down, but I think Diamond is it before Emerald? It might be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is. Right after plat.
Are you going to do it?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Do you think I'll hit it?
He's a goals guy.
Plat?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you can hit plat.
No. Do you think I could hit Diamond?
Now he won't because you said you got to tell him he can't do it. You know what I mean?
Do you think I can do it?
No, you can't do it.
I genuinely don't think you can because you don't have what it takes to grind this certain type of game.
Right now, I am bronze. Oh, yeah, so Diamond would have been tough. Diamond's after Emerald.
But why is Yingo going from iron to gold in like a week?
Plays an insane amount of games.
You're not even coming close.
I look up op.gg Nick Yingling, look up op.gg Air Coots, and you can just look at the games played. He probably has like four times the amount of games.
Yingling's been playing it a couple here and there.
Well, you're talking like his lawyer, his publicist.
And like,
my client dabbles, but let's.
My client comes to the office, he queues a game of League. What's the crime?
Let's pull up Nick Yingling's op.gg.
We don't need to pull it up.
Let's see Nick Yingling's op.gg. I don't know.
Oh my God.
I think I've had like 50 games, maybe four, yeah, but something like around
total?
That in this season.
Oh. Wait, is this one of the games with Connor?
Yeah, this is it. This is one of the games with Connor, but it comes up quite rarely. So you can zoom in, and then on the left, it'll show you.
Oh, they just won their last game.
The Silver 4, so that's game right next to Ranked Solo Duo. It should have a games. Can you zoom in? What is that? Zoom. 34 and 27, so what is that? He's got, I can't do math, 61 games?
Yeah.
And you have 50?
Nah, I got way less than that.
Didn't you just say 50?
Nah, I got like 20 at most.
Yeah, maybe 10. Look, it's a grinder's world.
I
don't even
have five.
You said
15.
Nah, I have like 15.
15. You keep lowering the number.
I've played 2 or 3 times.
2 or 3 times at most.
In the past like fucking 5 months.
Yeah.
Do you think that's true?
Yeah, Aircoots #prime.
#prime.
Everyone's trying to copy the wave.
Wait a second.
Oh, dude.
You have like.
Dude,
you have one less game than him.
No. He has 61. I only have 52.
That.
52 is a lot more than I thought it was.
More than I thought it was, too.
That's crazy.
No wonder everything's falling apart right now.
That is more than I thought. And
yeah,
Wolf, wait. Oh, fuck. Well, if you add my ranked flex games, I have more games than
I think you're butt at League. I think you're...
Okay, then tell me why I'm ranked gold 4 in ranked flex.
Tell me why.
Ain't nothing but a heartache. Dude, fuck.
What happened?
Yesterday, I did the Lovers vs. World Challenge.
Oh, my God.
We're playing electric. We are lights out. We've played 6 Fall Guys runs, won 5 of them. Electric. We get to game 8. It's Valorant.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fucking going crazy.
Well, okay. Carrying.
I'm hard carry. I'm making calls too. I'm like, Connor, sit here. Look here. They'll walk up. You'll kill them. It happens.
Okay.
And
looking good. Feeling good.
We are 9-5 out the half after losing Pistol and Bonus.
You're 5-9, right?
Yeah, sorry. 5-9. We are losing by 4 rounds. We bring it up to 12-12. Mm-hmm. Couple clutch plays to get to OT.
Love that.
OT happens. Someone swings garage, and this is Haven, and they shoot all their bullets. I hear them reloading, and I'm like, oh, I'll swing back when they're ready, when they come back out.
Audio cue?
Yeah.
You hear reload?
And
Yeah,
you can hear reload.
I can't remember. I haven't played the game.
Oh, no, you can hear reload. And so I'm like, he'll swing back out. I'll be there. Pff, pop his head. I lose the fight. And we end up losing that round. In unrated OT, it's 1 round.
Oh my God.
I didn't know. We lose. I didn't know we were going to lose.
Dude, that's so cringe.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you get.
Knowledge gap.
Because he said for the longest time, no reason not to play ranked.
We can't play ranked.
Oh.
But then you could buy an account.
I thought about it. I think the not buying an account reason makes sense. Because if you buy an account, then one of you is either smurfing down mm-hmm. or forced to play up.
The buying account breaks the rules of the challenge.
Oh, God.
If I buy an account and then Connor's playing at a gold rank game, that'd be insane. And if I buy an account, it's bronze, that'd be also like...
So at least in Unrated, their MMR is averaged.
And the people were decent, by the way. It's not like...
So you got edged out. The casino won. The roulette landed on green.
We had some ass players. Connor had a rough time, and I don't blame him because he's obviously new.
Dude,
he's also playing on insane
pay. The game started, and
pain.
Connor goes, so what do I buy? And I was like... Uh-oh. Oh no,
that's bad,
dude. He had Valo disease where I was like, all right, stand here with a shotgun, and then he like pushes out and dies. I'm like, what happened? He's like, I pushed out.
Was he? Yeah. That's the slime. Was he ADSing a lot?
Not too much. I kept trying to get him to buy the shotgun, and he's like, I want to get big gun.
I don't think, dude. He's a COD player in his heyday. I don't think you should have him on stage.
So well, we played.
That's so condescending. Too.
We played another game.
You're putting him in the little like, heal me now.
Well, he's the one who said sage.
Okay.
I never made Sage for him. I was thinking of another champ he could play. But anyway, we played Abyss. He went Sage. He went like 9-8. He played amazing. Because all I was like, wall this, stand on a random part of the map with a shotgun, shoot someone who walks up.
Yeah, you do have to kind of cheese your way through that game. Yeah.
The issue is Haven is a bit tougher because there's three.
Valorant's the eighth game?
Yeah, it's late. Well, we had a 100% win rate.
Yeah.
Having it late's good then, yeah.
But, and even this game that we lost, which our team was ass, like...
I was watching Stans and Squeaks today. They got to game 5.
And they haven't been doing the challenge.
I think
that long.
They got a Mickey Mouse.
They started today.
Bracket.
Wait, why do they have a Mickey Mouse bracket?
The bracket's decent, right?
I was looking at it, dude. When I tuned in,
it's very shooter heavy.
They were adding. They didn't know what games to add.
Yeah.
So I think they're kind of chewing through it without.
They did Counter Strike Wingman. They did Overwatch. The weird Mickey Mouse one was Star Wars Battlefront 2, but they got shit on in that game, so I don't even think it
matters. They also have Garfield card at the end, which I think is really funny.
They have Garfield card, but they think they're going to remove it, maybe.
They also had, what's that one? Team Fight?
Team Fortress 2.
Team Fortress 2.
Which, that was Mickey Mouse, because players are just leaving.
That one's very Mickey Mouse, because like pub games are really hard to even get into. It's a bunch of hackers.
I was going to say, isn't it like a super bot-heavy game?
It's a very bot-heavy game, so that one's the most, like...
Dude, I forget Squeaks can fucking shoot, man, but that boy can shoot.
That boy can shoot. That boy can shoot.
Pretty good at Counter-Strike.
I think they're Overwatch. They're just, like, Overwatch, they're good, because they're just both shooters. Squeaks is very good.
Yeah.
They were booting up Wingman, one of their first runs they got to Counter-Strike, and it was on the TV in the office today, and Yingling came over to me and was like, what if we got on, man? What if we sniped him? He's like, I'll change my name to Sea Dog. You change your name to
Ludwig. That'd be funny. We did have a couple people. I think Miz and Emiru are also doing the challenge. Their list is pretty honest.
Has anyone completed it?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, the challenge? Didn't that one dude do it, you said?
You talking about E-Rob? E-Rob's
Shiro, like a Valorant player, but he did a different version of it like a year ago. He picked like the 6 competitive games he plays and did it solo.
Wait,
through.
No one's completed it?
No, for sure not. Not that I know of.
10 games is just so many.
I think Stans and Squeaks are going to do it the next time they try.
No, for sure not.
They got to 5 like within 3 hours.
Did they beat Fall Guys in Fortnite?
They did beat Fall Guys.
I think
today.
They beat Fall Guys.
Yeah,
I don't think they played Fortnite.
5 ain't crazy,
but they'll have bot lobbies for Fortnite because if they're not playing it for most of the thing, they're gonna have a bot lobby there. And they beat Fall Guys because Stans is good at Fall Guys.
Yeah, I mean, I think it just comes down to like you have to get a fucking god run. I think what's smart of theirs is
I think
Wingman.
If you guys weren't getting sniped, you would have already done it. And I don't really think they're getting sniped.
Yeah, there are less snipers. Nah, I think it'll take them longer than they think.
Me and Alex are talking about our list because we want to do it. And
you guys aren't doing it. I'm fucking sick of hearing about it.
They do talk about
they
it.
They talk about
they're
it
talking
so
about it so
like,
much.
I am doing it. I agree. I'm not the problem.
Movie,
I'm the doer
bro.
In this relationship.
It's just like...
Okay, I believe that.
I believe it 1,000%. I just need to stop hearing about
Although, you're
it.
The doer in the relationship, but who got Pokemon into the party?
That's true.
Yeah,
it's true. It wasn't me. It was not Jay. but I did. I texted him today because he has the TwitchCon sickness, and I was like, "Get on Discord. Let's download all the games." So we did it. We got all the games ready,
step by step.
We think we're gonna do PGA for one of the games.
That's pretty good. That's like a nice like mid round like
hard.
Intermission.
Yeah, it's gonna be hard as fuck, but it's really funny. We want like one game that's like really funny, so, like PGA 2023.
Do you play against other people in
that?
Yeah,
you can play 2v2.
Wait, how long does that last? Like, you're playing like the fucking back nine, the 2.5 hour back nine against
just a grueling final game, just on one chip out of the fucking. Oh my God.
I'm gonna tweet a mean thing at Nade Shot every time I lose. Stupid fucking sport, dude. Why do you like it so much?
You can ask Miles.
Dude, I was in Squeeze's chat today and I was like, should have called me up, bro. Bald and Balder. It would have been sweet, but he didn't talk to me anymore. Dude, the first time I ever played with Squeaks, the first and only time I played games with him online, we played Counter-Strike and he was streaming. We fire up Dust 2. It's right when CS2 came out. I gave the most insane first four rounds of my life. Hard dick was crazy. Like, I deagled two guys on cat from doors. I'm CT. Just, he's like, I could see his face. He's like, dude, is Slime nice?
But then she wants me to go from behind. I'm
fucking I got tired, bro.
I'm tired. I ran out of dick. What do you want?
Yeah, I was like, you know what? The rest of the game didn't go well. But for four rounds, he thought I was a god. And I'll never forget that.
You're so money for those four.
So money.
Love that.
I'm like trying to think. I think Bughouse might be bad for us because he's not good at chess. He doesn't know how to play chess.
That's really bad.
Yeah,
it's so hard to find a partner in this world. Also, Connor's getting up at damn 6 in the morning for you.
He is. He gets up early for me.
That's love. You guys are not happy.
They're straining it.
I think you'd be happier if you ended it and you just saw other people, maybe.
I watched him before you got on the call. I'm just saying. I get it.
Who's mad?
Is he? Yeah, who's mad?
I smell a breakup.
I'm just saying,
bro.
I think he's putting in a lot of effort. I think you could be putting in more effort.
We just care about you, man. Yeah. Like, we're just trying to see like the best for you.
You know, I want to see you go.
I give him
stuff.
8 hours of great dick. I played phenomenal. I got 32 kills and 17 deaths on Valorant.
I watched a clip of him dead eyed. Said, I did not need to get up at 6 a.m. for this.
The sex is probably fucking awesome, dude.
I shot him a message. I told him I had meetings.
And then he said, bro, is giga late.
I was not.
And I was like, giga? Dude.
No, he exaggerates. He exaggerates.
Bro can be giga late.
No, giga late.
And I watched that. I realized, I was like, you know what? I'm never going to give him shit for being late again. It's in his DNA. I can't. I set you free.
You want to see the Tevin thread?
Dude, I don't know what the fuck's going on with that. I asked
Hassan's
Nick about that.
Hassan's mad at me for being late.
Wait, what is it?
I know,
Tevin,
it's bad,
thread?
Bro.
I guess my biggest issue is that I can't say no. I just want to give everyone my all.
No, you don't, because you don't.
Wait, what's the Tevin thread?
They named him Tevin on purpose.
I just want to give everyone my all.
Tevin, that's one guy.
Did you talk to him? You said you were going to talk to him?
We talked to TwitchCon.
That's cool.
Weapon.
You gotta read the thread, man. I'm not about that drama shit. Yeah. You gotta catch me off that shit.
You're not.
Alex had a dap so bad, he got mad for the whole weekend. And he kept bringing it up. He's like, I fucking hate that guy.
Who was it with?
bleep this, Archie.
Okay.
Oh, I know that guy.
I thought you were gonna say Point Crow. I'm like, that tracks.
Alex was so, he was pissed off. He was just like, I fucking hate that guy.
Alex will just hop in the call now, and he's like in his car, and he'll be like, so, hey, and he's got like his little southern accent, and he's like, I want breasts on you, perky. I'm talking about oiled up. what do you think of putting those on you? I do like how no matter who kind of like drifts in or out or, you know, weaves in between the friend group, putting breasts on Aiden,
it feels right.
It makes sense. I don't know why. I don't understand.
I don't understand why people keep coming back to it.
I don't either, and that's what I'm trying to like explore.
I think I was born with the idea.
Yeah.
I think it's innate inside.
It's like
of me.
Math. Yeah. It's like Y equals MX plus B.
God, they'd be so beautiful.
They wouldn't fit
also,
my frame.
Also, Cutie's pissed at me.
For what? What'd you do?
I talked that shit. I said I'd fucking smoke her dumb ass on Halo.
1K money match.
She literally, she texted me.
You see that?
Oh.
Dude, so Slime. He's talking shit about Cutie Cinderella.
This was last week on the Patreon episode, so
the Halo 3
bro's
player,
a fan.
Cutie, who listens, she a fan, goes into the PSL chat and says, fucking any amount, money match, you paid.
She did that in the PSL chat, but also texted my phone number.
Yeah.
Are you taking it?
That's wrong.
100%.
When's it happening?
I don't know, probably next PSL. Obviously, it was crazy this weekend, so we couldn't. But
dude, I want to stream just that match.
I'd love to see the showdown.
I'll spectate.
I'm a bit of a sweater these days. I will look up how to play a game well and then play it, which I usually don't do. So I am going to make sure
That's the signs of someone
who's going to lose, I feel like.
That's the signs of someone slipping.
I don't think so. You're trying to lull me into the old slime, which is assume I'll be good at something and then try it. I'm a practicer now.
He's a practicer.
I gotta practice Halo 3.
When we were playing with Alex and them, I was pissed that my battle rifle wasn't working. Mm. So I looked up the best ways to shoot it, and now I know. So shit like that.
R trigger.
Yes, sir.
That's actually like me playing Halo when I'm like, which one is RB? Like, I literally don't know the buttons.
Those nice bumper stands.
Stance, no, you talked about this before. I don't buy the hype. I don't believe
it. Yeah, Stance is good.
I'm not buying the hype on that.
All right. You don't have to.
I won't.
Let's just say Halo suits his play style.
Oh, what was your best and worst? Best was Tyler. What was your worst part?
Big T. The ride down.
Why?
I was here for like 3 hours, 4 hours trying to get my bike fixed.
This is a classic Ludwig conundrum.
What the fuck happened?
I was supposed to head down.
Blood.
Around like noon with Michael. And then when I got here, my bike was dead.
Oh, like it wasn't charged up?
You're noticing a theme.
It had no battery.
Ludwig buys vehicle. Ludwig lets vehicle sit for a long period of time without using it.
Mm.
Plans to use it day of. And the battery's dead.
I gave it a nice test drive last week and it worked great. And I got it detailed. I was like, okay, it drives.
Okay.
It's detailed. And then the battery died in between that. And I that place not far away?
Yeah, yeah.
I went to them. They were homies. They were great.
Oh, like down the road?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, bro, help me. So you just couldn't get back in time or whatever? It just fucking sucked?
Yeah, because I was like, okay, let's jump it. We jumped it. It started for like 5 seconds and it turned off, but it had a low gas sign.
Did you have to suck and fuck your way back to Los Angeles, California?
This is going down. I had to replace the whole battery.
What did you have to do to get to San Diego, California?
I had to replace the whole battery and then drive my motorcycle
down. And what'd you have to do to get the battery?
I had to suck and fuck.
That's all I wanted to hear.
Okay?
Because God forbid you had to suck and God forbid you had to fuck to get your way at some point.
I had to suck and fuck and take $180 from Aiden.
You stole the money from my desk.
That's that money that's been on there for like 6 months
after sucking money. And fucking.
That's crazy.
I took his desk money. They said I sucked and fucked so bad that I had to pay extra.
That damn food by that venue is bad. Those restaurants outside the venue, yeah, it's crazy.
I have some of the best food I ever had in my life there.
Where?
If you're ever in San Diego, it's called Tita's Kitchenette. It's a Filipino spot. It's about like 10 minutes outside downtown.
Nick Engling wouldn't use the mogul card to go to Nobu with us.
Why?
I know. What a dick.
No, that's real.
I mean, it's
trained
nice.
Well. We're over 50% of the people there for business.
No, exactly.
Absolutely
50.
Not. I can tell you, and I don't even know this shit. Not a thing.
I want to go to Nobu like a rapper.
I'm like,
I want Ludwig to pay for
how much
it.
A plate.
Bro, I'm you like, make a lot. You can just go.
Yeah,
to Nobu.
I was like, I kept telling you. So Yingling is extreme. So Yingling was drinking with Senna's dad.
Right.
A lot.
No, that makes sense.
And yeah, so it actually does.
So Yingling puked and blacked out, and I think it was crossfaded.
And crossed the picket line.
He
scabbed out. And, I wonder if he hit up XQC's dad, too.
And he
got the gang together.
And he went up a day early, and so we're on the way, and he's like, guys, I need, like, help. Like, I need revival. And we're like, all right, be there soon, Yingo. So we see him the next day. He's in a, like, he's a zombie. He's walking around. He's hungover. He's like, I need to drink more. There's nothing he's going to pull me out of this. And he's like, I need like garbage, greasy food. And we're like, okay, let's get you some food. And we walk by Nobu and we all just want to go to Nobu because we think it's funny. So we're like, Yingling, let's go to Nobu. He's like, I don't think I should eat raw fish if I feel like this. And so we're like, dude, just take the company car and let's go to Nobu. Like, have Lud pay for it. And we're telling him that. He's like, no, I don't want
like
Nobu.
To bully him.
Yeah, we're trying to bully him into something he doesn't want with money that's not ours.
There's an episode of Metalocalypse where Pickles, the drummer, his brother comes into town. His brother's a prick. And he's like this mega famous rich drummer. And Pickles is the drummer. And all his friends call him Rich Bitch. He's like, oh, it's your little brother. Come on, Rich Bitch. Like, pay for our shit, Rich Bitch. Come on, Rich Bitch. And you were treating Yingling like Rich Bitch.
But he held strong. He understood the call for austerity.
But he did feel like shit the whole entire time because he drank way too much.
Yeah, he went home early.
I was supposed to go to a wedding this weekend, and then I woke up, and I was pretty sick. And then I was sick for, like, the whole weekend.
Were you sick?
I had to just sit in Sky Jail.
Were you sick?
Was I sick?
Mm-hmm.
Of course I was sick. You fucking kidding me?
I'm asking questions. Maybe that makes me a criminal.
I'm sorry I want answers to questions. Is that you're sick or wrong?
I woke up, and
you're
feeling
ill.
I was feeling ill.
A down, perhaps.
What is this?
Under the weather.
Under the weather.
An itch?
Sometimes
a
you feel under
the
weather.
In the back of the throat?
I had to sit in Sky Jail the
you
whole time.
You feel better now?
I feel all right.
A full recovery.
All right.
It's not a full recovery.
Quick.
Very quick, actually.
It's not a full recovery.
A miracle, you could say.
So stupid.
Yes, it was very expeditious. As you can tell, I'm in high expert spirits.
He looks excellent.
So I couldn't go to that. And then Star League was here. And so I couldn't go to that.
Oh, I missed that too. I was sad I missed that.
And then TwitchCon also existed. I obviously couldn't go to that. So it was like a Brawl Pro was at. Did you see him at TwitchCon?
No, I don't hang out with that jit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why not?
Because I don't know what he looks like. I couldn't tell him.
I'm going to be honest, I have no idea what Brawl Pro looks like.
He doesn't use a cam a lot. Isn't that funny?
If I
mysterious?
Ran into him, I wouldn't know. I know. I watched his stream one time because he rated him. He didn't have a cam.
Yeah.
So I have no idea what he looks like.
Yeah.
So I couldn't tell you if I ran into him.
Mystery guy. Mysterious guy.
Mysterious.
He just missed out.
So I did. I was actually, for once, I was sad I didn't get to hang out with people.
Yeah. Hey, do you go to Universal?
Yeah.
Was it fucking fun?
It was all right.
Did you have fucking fun?
I didn't fucking really have that much fucking fun.
Did you ride rides and shit?
Yeah, I rode
rides. Did you do Mummy?
No, I passed on Mummy. I heard it was too scary.
Do you go Mario World?
No, really. Mario World was cool.
I think it's cool, man.
It's
except
very
the,
cool.
It's the Mario Kart ride is not
Mario
cool.
Mario Kart ride
what's
sucks.
Cool about Mario World is walking in, and that's the
yes.
best
yeah,
part.
Exactly.
That is cool as fuck.
I know, but that is
that's
the,
like
the best
only,
part.
Like,
I feel like I'm in a wallpaper.
If you walked in and walked out, you'd get all the joy.
Yes.
Absolutely.
But the actual line sucks.
That's all the joy I need.
The waiting in line and seeing all the decorations and attention to detail waiting
and
to get on Mario Kart was more fun than Mario Kart.
It was cool, but we had Fast Pass, dude. It was like a 2-hour skip, dude. It was disgusting.
Oh, for the Mario line,
the Mario part.
Yeah,
I was like,
we had that one.
This is fucking cool.
The ride sucks.
Yeah, the ride sucks. Yeah. Universal's pretty much washed and stupid. I like the Quickie Mart. Other than that,
did you play any of the games? Did you do the basketball?
No, that's okay.
You're supposed to put up threes.
I didn't. Right.
Did you do Jurassic World?
Blind.
I did that one.
There we go. That's scarier.
Yeah, it goes down. I was like, wow. Anyway, life is very gray.
I realized I can't go to any Cold Ones parties anymore because everyone thinks I'm Scott.
You look just Ooh. Like bro.
Everyone there was like either making a joke about how, like, hey, Scott, ha ha ha, or actually genuinely confusing me and then being like, wait, oh, you're not Scott. Sorry.
Was
over
real?
And over and over
again. Was real Scott there?
Yes.
Oh. Do you guys hang out?
Yeah.
Cool?
And people would come up to us while we're next to each other and be like, oh, I'm seeing double.
That's funny, bro.
Yeah.
That's fucking funny, dude.
That's fucking funny, dude.
Not the 20th.
Nah, man, because it goes bell curve.
One guy came up to me. Oh, fuck. I think he like works for them or some shit. One guy came up and like called me Scott, and this is the sixth time he's done it. And I was like, and then he asked me for something, like take a picture or with like a can or like something. And I said, you have to say my real name
yeah.
if you would like that. And he didn't know it, obviously. And then I was like, all right, goodbye.
Oh,
goodbye.
Man. Now you actually get a fucking taste of what it's like to be a bald white
Blind
guy.
Bald, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, if that's how it feels, that sucks.
I'm saying, kind of sucks. I get most of it's on the internet for me, though, so it's not a big deal. But, yeah, literally every day of my life for 3 years, someone has tagged me or sent me a message that says, is this you? And it's not me.
I hate those. I get so many like, bro, looks like you. And it's just someone who doesn't look like me.
You guys all changed.
Why did I fucking change?
You've faked being sick to get out of all your social obligations.
That's crazy. Yeah.
And then you guys went to go hang out with your celebrity friends.
Right.
And I stayed in the trenches
Wait,
this
who
weekend.
Who's my celebrity friend?
Your celebrity friends.
Oh, so Pokimane's not a fucking celebrity.
The Pokimanes.
Honest to God,
and the Jason Weens.
No. She's just a woman.
Just, okay, that's, you made it sound bad.
All women are celebrities.
How'd you do that?
She's I like you. But I like you.
She's a mere woman.
Yeah. Your cup half full. I was cup half empty. Woman. I was like, all none of them can be celebrities.
No, yeah, he made it. God, there's like yeah. a st-
just a woman.
So you guys,
stink.
You guys, you know, went on to. You're living your big shot lives, and I'm.
I got with Michael. We went to Carl's Jr.
Oh,
that's big shot. Big shot hours.
Michael's in the PSL Discord now. That shit's about to get fucking nuked.
Yeah, I saw him. I saw him at the party, and he comes up and he's like, we gotta play Modern Warfare 2, and I'm like. Get in the PSL Discord. Like, you want to say that shit? Like, give me your Discord. I feel like it was more of like a friendly thing he was saying. But I was like, no, bitch, you want to play? Yeah. Get in the fucking
Discord.
If
you're going to say something like that
no,
to
he's
me.
About it.
Well, yeah, while we were waiting, because he was getting his bike fixed. And Michael was just hanging out here waiting for Ludwig to do this. So I took him on a little tour. Yeah. Showed him the setups downstairs.
Yeah.
And he seemed genuinely excited.
Yeah, yeah. He's going to come the next one.
He's Modern Warfare 2 only, though.
Yeah. He said, I'm not playing Halo.
Which is fair. It's actually ass with the FPS.
I think we start Halo. They play their little show match. And then we go COD.
So we have to play on console?
I can't do this weekend, though. I'm out.
That's the hype way to do it.
I can do Friday.
Chip it. Rip
but,
it.
But
grip
your boy
it.
Leaves
two
this
hands,
weekend.
On it.
Where are you going?
Seattle.
Who asked you?
You. So recently.
In Seattle?
So recently.
What for?
But
I love dude. Lud has the best collection of faces.
What for? Jump in.
It's a Valorant to that.
Who
fucking cares?
Dude. Some fucking dumbass bullshit that I don't fucking care about.
Okay.
Jake from State Farm's up there, you're gonna jerk his dick off or some shit.
It's not part of it.
Two hands.
Jake's not part of his home ground.
Who's a part
Red
of
Bull.
It?
It's Red Bull home ground. Red Bull home ground.
Jake from Red Bull.
Jake's not from Red Bull.
Jake getting milked.
Jake was on C9 for a bit, I think.
Getting milked by you.
Sean from Red Bull.
That's his athlete. He's a professional Red Bull milker.
I'm a professional Red Bull fucking player athlete. Fuck.
What's the Valorant thing?
Oh. Who asked? Fuck you, man.
What is it?
It's an open...
Don't pump fake it. Just commit. Don't pump fake it. Just commit.
It's an invite qualifier for a Red Bull event with MXS and three other teams.
It's for the team. It's not for you. Fucking
nah. It's pro teams.
Oh, cool.
Pro teams.
I thought when you started saying, I was like, oh, a show match qualifier. What the fuck?
When are you going to? Are you gonna hang out? Are you gonna?
I'm gonna cast and stream it.
Okay.
I'm going to cast some Valo.
You want to go with him. This is the I might want to go with you.
I can't.
You want to come Seattle?
I'm going to a wedding this weekend. I'm going to
New
York. New
York, right? Yeah.
That's where I was supposed to go. Yeah.
I remember that.
I'm going to go hang out with
Tekken Local.
You know I'm doing
Slam
this weekend. Yeah. I think I'm going to my high school reunion this weekend.
Oh, you're so old.
You're so
old and bald.
You're so lame.
The lady
wants to go. I don't want to go.
Bro.
But I got to go.
I watched Survivor, the first episode. Two different people fucking do their intro. They're like, yeah, I'm a podcaster. I literally thought, kill yourself. And you're going to do
that at your screen.
You're going to do that at your fucking reunion.
Dude, that's so hype.
Oh, I'm not going to say I'm a podcaster.
They'll know.
Real estate.
They'll know.
I do real estate.
I sell houses.
Yeah, I'm boring as fuck.
You also don't do real estate. And other people do real estate, and you'll get chump checked in 5 seconds.
He's deep in.
No, I'll fucking ask me any question about real estate.
Ask him about the rates.
Oh, man.
Yo, Nick, dude, it's been so long. Boa, come here, dude. It's good to see you,
dude. Those rates, 7.6% right now.
Oh,
that is high.
That is high. Oh, my God. You're a realtor?
Yeah, I'm a realtor.
Dude, I'm a realtor, too. Me and my two friends. This is Chevin and Grile.
They cut interest rates.
I have my earbuds in. Sorry.
They recently cut them.
They're still
Chevin,
high.
Famously,
at his firm, they're
they
high.
They famously
right
just
now.
Cut them.
Okay, the actual rate is 6.7. Zipper, look it up.
Chevin, Nick's a realtor, bro. Isn't that sick?
Yo,
dude?
Chevin, what about that lawsuit? What about that?
Your name was Kyle in high school.
Chevin.
It's Chevin.
No,
what happened to that lawsuit?
Did that affect you?
That sucks for you as a realtor.
No, I'm actually in a different sector of real estate. I sell.
With the percentages, because that changed it, right?
No, it doesn't matter. I'm in like a black market kind of like vibe.
You're a black market realtor.
Yeah, he's more of like a Telegram realtor.
Yeah, I sell.
Do you sell walnut farms in Afghanistan?
I sell sidewalks to homeless people.
Wow.
That's my grind.
He got none of the percentages right.
Wait, well, let me see.
All three were wrong.
Let me see.
He was pretty close.
Oh my God, I was so close to a 30-year mortgage.
But close doesn't mean shit to me,
brother. I said 6.7. That's probably what it was when I checked.
Oh my God, it's a different number.
Pretty close.
And that means a lot.
It's
a fucking million
dollar
loan.
Also, the number's variable on so many factors.
But doesn't it change like daily?
Oh, look at your credit score.
Wait, we go to the right credit score. He's going to be right.
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine you whiff everything.
He goes, oh, sorry.
Wait, that's fucked up.
That's not fucked up. I'm not loaning someone money at 580. Why is the data not available?
I want to give a house to
someone.
Welcome
to America, bro. What do you think credit score is?
Wait, do you know about that shit where you can sell like slots on your credit card to help other people up their credit?
Oh,
yeah.
Do you know about that?
I do know about this.
That's dark, bro.
This is like poker.
Yeah, you're buying
selling
a piece of the
equity,
action.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was thinking, like, to get a little squeeze on the side, if any Artigans need some help right now, I'll just, like, throw you down. Just shoot me your social security number.
We have fallen on hard times. Dude, by the way, I came into the office today late. You know, it's a late day. And I go up to Aiden. He's standing at his desk. Bro's standing on his desk. Hi, sweetheart. He's touching my foot.
Standing on it.
He's watching himself on the Yard podcast, which I thought was funny because it's like, dude, it's 8 p.m. How often do you do this?
Okay, but just for the record.
Oh my God, I'm talking. And so
four of us in the clip.
No, he was actually like, this is my favorite Ludwig moment. And it was Jean-Pierre. But I went up to him and I'm like hanging out next to Aiden and he smelled like BO for the first time in his whole life.
You smell like Chid?
He smells, I don't smell great right now.
It smells
now.
Bad today. And it was the first time ever. Because I would argue I'm sensitive to smells. First time he's ever smelled bad.
Really? Sometimes I've smelled like cock.
Yeah, but I've never gotten close enough for you to be like, oh, he smells like that butt.
Sometimes it smells like some
it's
real
not,
meat.
It's not good.
Dude, the evidence is stacking up. It's mountainous against you.
For what?
The autistic claims.
I guess. I really hate that.
I've smelled you a lot.
I appreciate a good sniff.
This is the only one
I've
charted.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I got sniffed down today, too. I was nervous about it.
I mean, when he came in that butt-ass cologne, we smelled the shit out of him.
Yingling smelled awesome. Yingling came in, came back on Sunday from TwitchCon, showed up at Star League, and had the fucking SpongeBob breath. It was crazy.
No. Did you say something to him?
Dude, I couldn't.
It's hard.
It's hard
to say it to your friend.
I didn't have the heart.
Wait,
but
not tell him there, but to tell us now is a crime.
It's like you put a magnet on the CRT. It's like, what's happening to it?
He's like, you gotta
fucking, that's why you have these on deck.
He's asking all the people.
Can you get blood?
Nah, you can't show the mic. You can't show the mic. I'm gonna shoot. Let me shoot it.
Ludwig, did you see Connor talking about you being late?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just curious.
One more.
Oh, yeah, that's why we don't do that. Sweetheart.
Oh
no. No, he's fine.
That's the fake one too.
Ugh. I'm scared.
Come.
Easy. Okay, you didn't even try.
Aiden,
that was crazy.
Wait, can I ask a question?
Aiden, that was crazy.
I got his help. What?
You don't just close your eyes and open your mouth as wide as possible.
You gotta play the game back.
What if you hit me in the eye?
Can I ask a question? Do you guys think that this sounds like Yoshi? Listen closely.
Yeah, like when in Super Mario World when he jumps on his back.
It's
yeah.
pretty close.
Dude, I've been driving around making that noise, thinking I sound like Yoshi for
yeah,
like,
I'm,
for maybe
I'm
like
autistic.
4 years.
I'm the autistic guy. Cool.
Yeah.
Who has to beat the allegations now?
I'm also halfway chewing through my steering wheel.
Yeah, I keep buying that damn leopard print thing and I just
get
right
through. I
wanted
to make
it
like an F1 wheel.
I just do the bottom.
you guys think Jason's going to get banned on Twitch?
For what?
For being a minor, hanging out with
for being, too,
people
being like too lit at 20?
Because he definitely made his account before he was 13.
They're going for that.
So if they find that out, then they're going to pull the plug.
They're making
the
too
account.
Much money on him, though. He's making hand over fist. When the subathon's over, that's when they get him.
Because it's all subsidized by Amazon.
It's all subathons.
Jason
all the way down,
Ween brings in less revenue to Amazon than one model of HDMI cable.
Wow.
That is probably true, but hurtful.
Who did
Dude.
I explain? I explained to someone this weekend the why you're famous. I can't remember what the
why
context was. Yeah. I was explaining the subathon. I forget. It'll come to me. What were you going to say?
Most aura over 30? I'm sorry. You're not 30.
Close.
I love when you just stop.
You're close.
I'm not.
You're really close.
I'm not.
You're closing it.
You're a pregnancy away from being 30. Think
That's
about it.
That's not even true.
Okay. I'm lying.
In 9 months, how old will I be?
You'll be 30. Done.
No, I won't.
9?
Oh my God.
Oh, in 9 and a half months, you'll be 30.
Thank you.
Yeah, the baby will have a big ass head.
Thank you.
All right, so you're close.
Thank you.
Yeah, be cone shaped. You're wrong.
Mario Party 3 is a fucked up game.
Why?
What do you mean? It's fun.
I realize why 4, you know, 4 is like kind of bare bones, kind of plain Jane. There's not that many crazy items, not that many crazy maps.
Okay.
I think it's because 3 is so fucked.
3's awesome.
Well, 3's a great game.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying
it's wild.
It's very wild because we played today, first time in a while.
Hey, what did you play today?
With Mark Phillips and Berlisi, the shoot.
Them?
Bro, I smoked them.
Yeah,
it
wouldn't be close.
Yeah. Well,
here's the thing, though.
Them up.
Well done.
We lost. I lost the minigame star.
What?
To the computer.
Are you playing it on a 64?
That's fine.
We're playing it on a Switch emulator.
That was like us that one time.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. What a different era of Mario Party for us. Yeah. That was 4.
I will say the computer went crazy.
Yeah, it's input
they
reading.
They did some shit frame perfect.
Yeah.
And
it's okay.
Like one of the games was like match the block that you hit.
Yeah.
And the person teaming the computer would hit the block and the computer would match it right after. Like, no matter what they hit.
Whoa.
Your flesh is a prison.
But the first turn, I get an item that just makes 5 turns left.
Oh, yeah. That item is lit as fuck.
That's crazy.
Yeah. First turn, I get it. So I'm like, the game is instantly, because it was a 10-turn game, it was a quick game. We halved it.
Whoa.
Which is crazy. I didn't even know that was a thing. And then I'm rolling, and I get a triple mushroom. I'm like, 777. I hit it. 50 coins.
Ooh.
Dude, you know what should have that is Valorant.
In what context?
The coins or the
like
having
you, like
the
an
game?
Item, 5 turns left.
Oh,
no matter where
man.
You're at.
No, that'd be so OP.
That'd be lit.
It's like the Brawl Minus.
But you have to fight for it. It's on a hill.
You're just talking about the Golden Snitch.
Yeah. It's a, it,
is that, Harry Potter?
Yeah.
She did invent a game trope. Like the item that wins the game automatically.
It's
kind of interesting.
Stupid as fuck, right? Because I
it
saw they released the Quidditch game.
Doesn't technically win the game.
Doesn't it
gives
give
you more points than you can usually catch up to, right?
Yeah, but they have a moment. There's a dumb moment in the books where one of the teams catches the snitch and still loses.
That's gotta fucking suck.
You got
a MacGuffin? It's not a MacGuffin.
Is it?
That's not the. But okay, so AI. That was
Zipper's
first.
Sure. Yeah.
That was the first time. First time Aiden smelled bad. First time Zipper pulled up the bad word.
It's
bad
a
word.
Bad day.
You,
it's a bad week.
You been reading your book?
I finished it.
Oh, do you like
God.
It?
Yeah, it was cool. I mean, that's what I did the fucking whole weekend.
Wait, book check.
Damn
book check.
Book.
Where are we all at?
I'm a chapter in.
Who's we?
Where are we all at?
Why did I let him know information? I'm sorry for that.
In?
Maya asked if you wanted to be in it, and you sent her a picture of a bloodstain.
I'm just
going
to fry it when we're close to the end.
No, you're not.
I will, 100%.
When's the last book you've read?
This one?
Bro, you're not going to fry shit.
I'm going to finish it.
Nick can fry.
Well, the thing is that... The thing is now, if I finish it, you're going to be like, because I fucking
Look,
fried you on
I,
it.
I picked it up this weekend. I was like, I'll read 50 pages a day for a week. It's about 400 pages, and I'll be almost done. And then I just liked it enough to finish it.
It is a light read.
People get up in arms when I flame the audiobook thing.
Yeah.
There's
it's because
people come
they,
out of
it's
the woodwork.
They listen to audiobooks, and you're attacking them.
They just shouldn't be called books.
Yeah.
Call them audio stories.
They're literally called audiobooks.
No, but call them audio stories.
But it's the book in
I don't
audio
give a fuck,
form. So
it's
just,
like not a book. It's not. It's just
that's
not a
why
fucking
it's called
book.
An audiobook.
Like we don't call a book anything else. It's not. Yeah, it's like an audio, but like you know what I'm
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, but that, this is. I think this is.
It's
what,
a single.
We should not call it Facebook either. Just face.
It's a different.
That's
word.
A generic.
It's a single. Like audiobook is one word. It's a new word.
Yeah, but like the like what it is in real life is just so far from a book, dude.
Right.
Well, either way, if you want to also read the book with us tomorrow, you have 2 weeks, but we won't do anything about it here.
We'll all read it together.
But we're all reading it, and we are also all reading you the end of the episode dialogue.
Wait, actually?
Yeah, you were yapping your fucking little head off.
Sorry, it's my job.
You were answering my question, and then the episode
ended. I have so many more things to talk about.
Here's the end of the episode dialogue. Oh, it's the more things that you can get with the $15 tier, because you can listen to the advice show. And this week, Nick will tell you how to smoke that crack cocaine.
I'll end on is, we were doing an impression at TwitchCon a lot of a guy with a very subtle lisp who has just seen Cinna across the venue. And it's excited. And oh my God, Thinna.
That's
thank you for watching the Yard podcast. I hope you find that as funny as I find it. Because it's awesome.
Ow.
Goodbye. Hey,